Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we're back to Sun.
And
right. I reinstalled it, I'm not gonna lie.
And welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Jay, Zach, Matt, and Rob.
Woo!
And it's the finale for now before our long hiatus. And
we switch to a monthly format, I would say.
Rip.
Okay. Before something's changed, something's rearranged. Today we're talking Fallout Season 2, Episode 7 and 8, also the finale, and we're playing Fortnite.
Also the finale.
Yeah.
Right. The finale of Fallout, that is. Things are feeling very final.
Not this fine. It didn't feel very final to me. Nothing got answered.
Well, so before we jump into the TV review, first we have Rob's Movie Corner. It's back.
Ooh. Matt was struggling. You need to come up with your own theme song, like Naomi's Notes.
Rob.
Rob's Movie Corner.
It
doesn't rhyme. Rob doesn't rhyme with Rob. Damn it. Okay,
Rob rocking in the corner of the movie theater. That sounds weird.
Rob is going to the lobby. Rob is going to the lobby. There's something there. We can work at. We keep workshopping it.
So anyway, but yeah, I have a couple of movies. Matt was struggling to put two brain cells together to remember the movie you watched.
But I did. I remembered it. I was able to come up with it.
Ooh.
His brain's finally cooked. So Matt, I guess you want to go first?
Sure. I watched Fantastic Four first.
Wow. You didn't tell me about it.
I actually really liked it. I thought it was actually pretty darn good.
Wow.
Yeah. It was way better than one battle after another.
Wow. Whoa. This is...
Yeah. I know. It's hot takes. Hot takes. The only thing I didn't actually like about it was that I thought Pedro Pascal was woefully miscast as Mr. Fantastic and totally phoned it in.
Yeah.
But other than that, I thought it was... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. It's like, is he like smart? He's like kind of sensitive. I don't know. It's just like it was like a bland, nothing performance. I think he was trying. It was just.
I don't think he was trying. I didn't think he was trying at all. He couldn't even shave his mustache for the role. I know there's some controversy there, but other than that, I thought it was really good. I thought everybody else was well cast. I thought the plot was good. It had most aches. Like, there were some twists and turns and.
I haven't seen it, so don't spoil it, please.
Yeah. Okay, I won't.
It was good.
This is Movie Corner. You listen to him talk about the movie.
I don't have to spoil it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I'm in a spicy mood.
Clearly. Days in mourning. So I've been meaning to watch. I just keep forgetting. Limited time off. And as I think I've told you guys, Fantastic Four is one of the few Marvels. I actually really like.
I was kind of just bored. I don't know. I do like it has like a weird structure to it where I don't know. Someone pointed out it's like it kind of doesn't have like a second act. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of like that. Because that's kind of where the boring stuff is usually in a superhero movie. Like they have like the intro and like they go to a certain place and then like, I don't know. Then it just kind of just feels like it's in the third act. So it's like not.
That's really always the finale.
I don't know. I don't know. I just thought it was good. It wasn't like perfect. I wasn't like, you know, like enthralled. I just thought it was decent. That's it.
And we won't talk about how it took you 10 minutes to remember it.
No, you already, because we don't need to, because you already mentioned it.
Well, then it's an indication of how much you like it.
We know it's mush.
Okay. Where are we going next?
Over here. Follow me.
So I can go next. So it's February, Valentine's Day month. So, and Guru's been requesting more comedies. So we watched a movie called When Harry Met Sally.
Heard of it.
Yep. It was interesting. It was watchable. Billy Crystal is delightfully a dick in it. So that was cool. And at the end, he's kind of proven right that they can't stay friends. You know?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Is this one of the three questions we had at, like, you know, the end of the pod?
Yeah, can men and women be friends?
Yeah.
One of the three questions we had.
They call the questions of the day.
Yeah, Rob. How long have you been on this podcast?
You know, I need another, like, 2 years before, the podcast.
Yeah. I remember the name of your movie corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously it has a lot of deep emotional resonance.
Obviously. No,
yeah, can men and women be friends? And I said no. I remember I said no.
But I was yeah, people got mad about it. Yeah, so that's what that's about. So that's what that's about. And then we watched, I was telling Rob and Jay about this, a Bollywood movie called Durandar, which is it was really good. Like, it's 3.5 hours, so we were only going to watch the first half, but it was so gripping, we just kept going.
Wow.
Yeah, I ended up staying up pretty late, but it was good. The only problem with it was at least by my standards, it was quite violent. Lots of blood.
Help, I'm under attack.
Hang on, buddy, I'm coming. So, yeah. That's it. That's it for me.
Okay. I haven't seen as much the past couple weeks, but I did see in theaters Shelter, which is like a $50 million Jason Statham movie that nobody knows about or was advertised. And it's pretty bland. I don't know. It's no Beekeeper, which is still his recent height.
Did you say Salt?
The movie's called Shelter.
Oh, Shelter.
I heard of it. I just don't know anything about it.
It's the classic, like, what if a tough guy and a little girl, yada yada, like, you know.
Is that like every Denzel Washington movie?
It's a what movie?
Isn't that every Denzel Washington movie I said?
Yeah. Yeah, but this girl, I mean, she's okay. I guess she's Scottish, but she's not Dakota Fanning. Yeah, it's not.
Dakota Fanning's the only one who can play that role.
Yeah. Ooh, well, she was in The Equalizer 3 playing, like, somewhat similar, so that they've reunited since.
Man on fire.
Yeah, but it's very boring. I don't know. There's some kind of cool action. It's like competently made, but yeah, it's like it's not even worth really bringing up.
Did you see Send Help, yeah. Rob? Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, Send Help. I haven't seen it yet. I want to. I want to support. I think I've seen every Sam Raimi movie that's ever existed, so I'm sure I'll see that.
Including Have you seen Crime Wave?
Yeah, I've seen Crime Wave. I think it's on Tubi now. It wasn't available forever. Are you watching the Red Letter Media covering?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I kind of figured. I watched a bit of that too. Oh God.
Movie's about Bubble Shell.
But yeah, I saw a couple.
Go get the buried treasure.
Looks nah, I think like it's good. A distinct possibility. Anyway, carry on, Rob. Sorry.
Oh yes. Yeah, I saw two like Oscar-y movies that I've already seen all the Best Picture nominees, but I saw if I had legs, I would kick you. Rose Byrne movie. She's her first Oscar nomination, and it's like kind of like a serious kind of scary thriller. Almost has like substance level intensity at times, but it's about like how motherhood sucks and. You know, I guess there's a lot of movies like that, but this one's pretty intense. And like Conan O'Brien plays her therapist / friend, and it's weird seeing him in a kind of serious role.
Does she not have legs?
No, it's like she's just really pissed off at everyone. It's just a expression. Ah! Yeah. Sadly. Oh god. There's
the interesting.
And then oh god. I saw It Was Just an Accident, which is nominated for Best Foreign Film and was at one point going to kind of expect it to be nominated for Best Picture, but it's an Iranian film. The director is basically like not allowed to make films because he's like in a lot of trouble in Iran, so he had to like kind of pretend.
Oh yeah. I heard about that guy.
Yeah, he had to basically like pretend to, like I don't know. He just like he faked it till he made it. He just like he got a bunch of actors and like didn't get any permits and just like filmed what he could. And the movie's quite good. It's in my top 10 of the year of I guess technically 2025 because it came out. That's when it came out, but. Pretty fascinating story of just like, I don't know, it's like a guy kidnaps somebody that he thinks tortured him like a decade ago, and but it's like kind of comedic and kind of like he's not actually sure if this is the guy, so he like starts asking other people, and then other people join him, and they're like it just like escalates, and yeah, it's pretty fun movie. And just, you know, still pretty fucking dark, but yeah, I'd recommend that one of the three.
It sounds violent.
It's not that bad because they don't even show any of the torture stuff that they like allude to from like, you know, years ago. But yeah, it was just an accident. I do recommend, and that's it for my corner.
Right.
My little corner.
Nice.
Okay, Jay. Hey, someone.
You think I watch a movie? No.
We watched the Super Bowl.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies.
The greatest show on turf.
Got him. Wait, that guy? We already killed that guy. Yeah!
Crowning victory.
You did it without me, too. How is that possible?
Good job.
Yeah. That's not that surprising.
Wow.
Good job, boys.
Good job, everybody.
All right, Fallout. Fallout 7. Radio City.
So the beginning is Steph's story, which I honestly thought I was watching The Last of Us instead of Fallout in the beginning. Right? Because they're running through the woods.
Yep.
Like, stop there, you hoosers.
Stop there, hoosers. That was great. That was funny. I didn't understand what was going on, though.
I guess it's like the Americans did something to the kids. They like conquered them or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say because the guy in the suit is Canadian. Obviously, that's why he says
no, he's not. It says no, USMC no. on it.
Yeah,
but Americans are hosers.
They're calling the Canadian hosers. Yes, Americans call Canadian hosers.
Yeah,
they do.
Canadians call American hosers.
Yeah. Canadians call other people hosers.
Matt, really, you're going to argue about this? They're calling them hosers because they're Canadians.
From someone who used to live on the border of Canada, it happens.
All right, bye.
The borderline.
So Steph remembers her escape and her mother giving her the words that she lived her life by. Survive no matter what.
Well,
because, like,
they're just
like,
Americans.
Five minutes later, she immediately becomes a murderer. Like, she hasn't left her mom alone.
And then he just cuts the guy's throat.
Like, immediately. Yeah, that was crazy.
Do you guys know the quote?
You see who it was, by the way? Natasha Henstridge from Species, aka the greatest.
Oh, as the mom.
Sex alien movie. Yeah, I mean, it was very perfect casting because they look kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the ages line up. I don't know. They both look.
I remember.
I guess she is 20 years older.
Yeah. I remember the cover of Species at at Blockbuster. I've never seen it. I'm not sure I'm mature enough.
Do you guys know that quote from the guy, the like fighter who was fighting the Sandinistas? I forgot who he was fighting, but there's some famous quote from some guy where they ask him how many people he's killed. He says, "I haven't killed any people, only communists." So it reminded me of Steph's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. You know, like they're not human; they're only Americans.
Yeah, that's
right. A great line.
Okay, so the next we have Lucy learning to drive the golf cart. You know, a little bit of humor.
Cute. So cute. Well,
first we have her and actually wearing the dress and like succumbing to the fact that I'm going to have to let Daddy feel like winning for a little bit in order to get what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good playback to later on with the quote from what's his face? From the ghoul. What's his face in this movie? In the show?
Cooper Howard.
Cooper Howard. Thank you. Yes. From Cooper Howard, who says sometimes in order to do good, you have to work with the good, you have to work with the bad, or you whatever. So that was a good little intro to that little sentiment.
Good, bad on the guy with the face. The guy missing his nose.
Did you guys see him in the Super Bowl ad, by the way? I think there might be humans outside. They're not very good. But they might be good enough to kill me, though.
The Super Bowl ad. There were a lot of Super Bowl ads.
There was one with Cooper Howard, though.
Cooper Howard?
Yeah.
The character?
No.
It was Goggins, but yeah.
Yeah, Walter Goggins. Oh, shit, they're killing me!
Walton Goggins.
Was it for AI? What was it? Do you
remember? I'm coming, dude. I'm coming, dude.
Actually, yeah.
Go up the hill.
Jeez.
Wow, that guy killed you?
Him and his buddy dead, yeah. Okay.
They're coming. Another one's coming.
Yeah.
Rod's got us. He'll protect us.
So Lucy's learning to drive. And then there's
It was kind of like a Return of the Jedi thing where she changes clothes to make us, the viewers, think that she's gone over to the dark side, that she's joined Hank's evil schemes.
Evil plan.
Yeah. You know, just like in Return of the Jedi. But it's not true.
One. Oh.
But then she changes her mind again.
She's like, just give me a chance.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to move on.
Go ahead.
So there's a moral dilemma where he's like, with my mind controlled people, I could stop the Legion, prevent a whole war, but it's wrong.
You know.
Right?
Yeah.
So we already talked about Mass Effect last time, but it's that again.
Really, she says, you know what? Yeah. Very utilitarian, right? What does the most good? What saves the most lives?
For a time, I was tempted by her offer.
That's right. The next thing I have is the ghoul and Max. They're on the move.
Yeah, I like when he's like, you and that vaulting both ask a lot of questions.
Yeah. He's like, I can see why you like get along with her so well.
Yeah. He's like, get weapons. Yay. So that's a good start.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a bit ridiculous that the ghoul just knows where to get all these weapons all the time.
Well, he's been around for 200 years and worked for pretty much every organization at some point or another. So,
Actually, no, it is true to the games. Like, you can only carry so much weapons on you at a time. So you leave them stashed all around the world. Right?
Accurate.
If you say so.
Rob, is that true even in the classic ones?
Yeah, that's definitely
ones?
A Fallout thing. Like, you can definitely, like, find a house and just, like, you just put all your stuff. And then the game runs really slowly because it has to, like, remember at all times where every object is.
Yeah. Like, there's that whole issue where if you spawn, there's like a glitch you could do, and then it completely crashes your game. There's fighting near us.
Okay, so Coop meets up with Steph the maid and the congresswoman, yes. And he's like, oh, I know, I can give Cold Fusion to the president. We trust the president. Who else are you going to give it to?
Yeah, well, she talks to the congresswoman, and she's, you know, congresswoman says, we can give it to the American people. Should we get in on this fight, you guys?
Sure. Fight. But it makes you wonder, like, well, why didn't he just, go to the newspapers
and keep it secret? What? And say,
I have Cold Fusion?
Okay.
Yeah. Cold Fusion has been invented. Now they can't cover it up.
But then everyone will go for it, and all war will begin.
But apparently they can. Apparently they can never make it again. Like, they only made the one?
Yep.
Only the prototype. That's mighty convenient, but whatever.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Okay. So the ghoul makes Max, give him the diode, which is, I guess they're calling it the diode now?
Yeah.
The cold fusion. Well,
that's what they call it. That was unexpected.
Yeah, so he's like, you have to give it to me in exchange for weapons. So he does.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was again, interesting.
It's just a good callback or a good parallel for the whole Nancy situation.
Nancy situation?
Not Nancy.
Steph?
Sugar Bomb.
Lucy?
Lucy.
Lucy, yeah.
I can say every other name but the real one.
It's all right. Yeah.
Yeah. So they, okay, so we have that, and then they find it NCR Ranger Power Armor. Ooh.
Which apparently is way better than the other Power Armor.
Well, it's an upgrade. Yeah. It's a newer version.
We'll find out later, I guess.
Well, yeah, it's also a bit of fan service because it has the NCR Ranger mask from the, you know, all the cosplays. All the fans love it.
Yeah, from the cover of the game, right?
Yep. Okay, so next I have Chet finds Woody's glasses and then helps cover it up, even though he changes his mind later.
Yeah.
So there, yeah.
He's like, I'm a monster.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, have you guys noticed this is now the second couple where the man discovers his wife is secretly evil?
Yeah.
Maybe what do you suppose that
say about the world?
Is he working his way through a few things, I guess?
The producers?
Jonathan Nolan?
Yeah, probably. Jonathan Nolan, whatever his name is, yeah.
Yeah.
He's working his way through a thing or two. See,
I think it's autobiographical. I think there really was a Lisa that broke Tommy Wiseau's heart. Yes, right, what you know.
Okay. I'm going over the waterfall. Let you know if I survive.
Rob, did you like The Disaster Artist?
I do. I read the book. Yeah. No. I mean, the book's better than the movie, honestly.
Yeah. I like the ending, where you know the lights go down, the movie starts, and then you don't get to find out what happens. You have to go look it up yourself.
Isn't it that it's bad? I thought everybody knew that.
Well, not exactly.
Not exactly.
I mean, it is bad, and it was a joke, but then it became a cult classic. And yeah,
it did.
In the movie, Tommy Wiseau pretends like he always meant to do that.
Yeah, it's a dark comedy, not a Tennessee Williams ripoff. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Anyway, all right. So Steph talks to Betty and gets the they do the dirty deal.
A trade.
She gets the trade in exchange for water.
Hank McClane's.
We'll find out what that all means later.
Mm-hmm.
You know why it's so valuable to her later.
Yeah. So the heroes show up, and then the crowd likes the NCR branding. They're like, "Yay, the NCR is back!"
Yeah, we love
Freesiders. The NCR. So cynical Freesiders.
Watch out, dude.
So that was interesting.
Oh, there's a huge group down below.
I'm putting out a bubble. Okay. Yeah, Thaddeus loses an arm. Did we find this funny? How do we feel about that?
I like how he talks about how he's hoping his nose falls off sooner, because that's like the next phase of being a golem, and instead his arms fall off. That was intriguing.
It's Alana, I assume.
Who goes there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Alana, we're slowly making our way through Fallout. We already did Rob's Movie Corner. Do you have one for us, though?
I've been watching the Olympics.
Yeah, like every good-blooded
American. You're rooting for America, right, Anna?
What else was sure? You guys want to grab this car and get out of here?
Yeah, let's go.
No, we haven't.
Get in the
watching
terrific mobile. The terrific mobile.
Although I did watch the first 3 minutes of one battle after another.
Oh,
no, like a take?
A take on the first 3 minutes?
That's all you could. Oh yeah, that's actually too. Yeah. What's your take on the first 3 minutes? Too liberal. What's going on?
It was like trying really hard to be really edgy. Why did they have to make Rain Man have a boner?
It's Rain important.
Man?
Also, he's not well? Dustin Hoffman. He's Sean Penn.
Oh really?
Yeah. He's just very craggly now. Yeah, that's just how he looks.
Oh.
All right, back in the car.
I definitely thought it was Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman's like
80 years old. Because this is what he looks like.
Yeah, you go watch and see if they look the same. I don't know. Anyway, I started watching it because I don't know. I must have had like some amount of time, and then I don't know, Thomas woke up early or something. I don't know. Who knows?
You should see Fantastic Four First Steps.
I have
to get ready for Thomas's First Steps. What did you think?
I remember I didn't like it. And I'm having trouble remembering why.
Who cares about your opinion? I liked it.
Did you fall asleep like everyone else did?
Yeah, but you didn't answer correctly.
Oh, okay.
I lost Jay.
No, jumped out
or whatever his name is.
Like back to back.
Yeah, I thought he's solo.
It was like Fantastic Four and something else. And the other movie was a lot better. Guys, help me
out. He's not a solo player. He's got a whole team.
Why, Matt? What did you like about it?
I just thought it was a good movie. I just thought it was well done. I liked everything except the Pedro Pascal casting.
Here comes the storm, yeah, guys. Get ready to move.
All right, back
what
to the
car. What do you
think
of Mole Man?
Okay.
I thought he was fine.
Yeah.
You say Will I Am from the Black Eyed Peas?
Mole Man.
Oh, Mole Man. Oh, that was probably the best part.
I don't know about that.
About the movie. Exactly.
Yeah. Is there a?
I like when these comedies are actually trying to be funny.
Fantastic Four is supposed to try and be funny.
There is not.
I mean, I like all these Marvel movies are trying to be like half funny, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I prefer bad jokes to like dumb seriousness.
The movie is trying to be fun. They want everyone to say that movie is so fun. That's what they want people to say.
Bunker down.
Okay. All right, Alana, should we get back to Fallout?
Yeah, do you guys also think that nothing happened this season?
Yeah, it was way less ambitious than last season. Yeah, smaller than last season, for sure.
I mean, in retrospect, the New Vegas stuff was pretty underwhelming.
Yeah.
It just didn't do that much with that.
Yeah, so much so that I thought, like, I was like, oh, season 3 is going to be in Vegas as well, right? Because, like, we haven't completed this.
But and then you find out, no. They just might do some spinoffs or something else. Womp, womp, womp.
Like, Hank
womp,
is just doing, like, experiments.
Storm.
Yeah.
I thought Hank was some middle manager. Okay.
It was so confusing. It was so confusing what he wanted to do, what his goal was. Yeah.
Power? I mean, I didn't think that was that confusing. He wanted power over the wasteland.
He was working for the Enclave the entire time. He had his own idea of how he was going to prove himself and
Oh my god,
what is going on?
Sorry, Jesus.
I got me.
All right, I'll cover you.
Matt, heal, cover us.
His footsteps. Oh god, I just got
you got carjacked.
Yeah. It didn't hurt as much as I thought it would.
Yeah, no, Hank still does work for middle management. He's trying to impress his people, the Enclave or whoever it is that he works with. But also,
Rob, get out of there.
He's the Anakin. He wants to do good because he thinks it's going to help. Work with whoever
he was the last guy.
Going to help. And then.
Above.
Yeah, run around.
But turns out he was always just a middle man who's been a pawn.
He's been a pawn the whole time.
I think giving the thing to the president was the dumbest thing he could have done, and he really should have seen it coming.
You mean Coop?
Cooper.
Yeah. Cooper.
What was so dumb about it?
Like, he's like involved in this vast conspiracy with Vault Tech and Robco and the Russians, or I don't know. And he's like, the president's definitely not in on it. Of course,
he trusts the governor. Trust the governor, right. And he's American. He's all American, man.
He's better than Robert Powell, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I think he probably didn't feel like he had a lot of alternatives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did he give it to Movander?
Yeah,
Movander.
Muldaver.
Okay. They forgot about her.
Okay, so the next thing I have is Lucy tricks Hank, and
did
then
Muldaver die?
Eventually,
not in the past.
Not in the past.
No, I'm saying so that would have done no good either. So, and Muldaver had their own little thing going on. So, yeah. Should have just kept it for themselves and sold it.
Always got to scheme.
Okay,
yeah, so Lucy does her betrayal of Hank after the audience thinks she's going to go bad. And she says, so you're telling me one side like is evil and tortures people and all this stuff, and the other side is vaguely problematic, which to me felt like a political statement.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
I
think you're right. Sounds right.
In that case, it was. I mean, yeah. It doesn't seem like it's very much in the spirit of Fallout, where it's like one side is obviously good and one side is obviously bad. So it's an easy decision who to support.
Well, I mean, it's not like one side. She's not saying the NCR is obviously good, I don't think. Oh, God, here we go. Okay. So Chet, you know, he rejects the marriage proposal at the wedding. I liked how Steph had a white eye patch.
Right, they have no resources or anything in the vault, but they have white eye patches.
Maybe
the blue eye. Yeah.
They have lots of resources.
Maybe she used.
No, they ran out of water.
I mean,
that was the other vault. Steph's vault is doing
fine. Oh yeah, good point.
This one's fine. I mean, they have baby food and all that other stuff, so why wouldn't they have an eye patch? Maybe they used an old diaper.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Well, I also noticed that she's now wearing a Pip-Boy in the wedding scene, and I realized it's so she can put on the Pip-Boy later. That's the only reason.
No, it didn't match her aesthetic.
Her. Yeah, well, her husband's wearing one, but he's also not wearing...
Well, who cares if he does?
He's always had one. He's a good little vaulty.
She's obviously worn one. She's here. Of course she's been wearing, but it's fine. It's all.
What say you, Vaulty? Okay, so
Chet accuses her. He accuses her of killing Woody, and then but nobody cares about that. But they do care that she's Canadian, and it was such an over. I mean, I know it's supposed to be funny, but it's such an over the top reaction to her being Canadian.
Oh,
I think it's funny.
That's the whole setup from the beginning of the episode. Yeah.
No, it's funny. I never got the impression they were like super patriotically up until now. I mean, a little bit, I guess.
I mean, the whole season was, well, not the whole season, but like a lot of it was all about how patriotism and all that good stuff.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's like the 50s, the over the top 50s thing. Okay, so they have the Deathclaw fight, the big rumble versus the Deathclaws. Max saves the ghoul's life. So, you know, that's interesting. And
it seems that the rule of ninjas is now being applied to Deathclaws.
Yep. I also thought of that. So then we have two activation of consoles. Lucy's activating one, and the ghoul activates the big Mr.
Giant
House.
Giant red button. Comically large red button.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. One's red and one's gold, yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get the scene with Clancy Brown, the president, where he barely does anything. Yep. But I must say, the song was very effective here. You guys remember the song?
Nope.
No.
The one that goes like, oh, oh, oh.
Oh, God.
Yes.
It was terrible.
I thought it was scary. I thought it set the mood pretty well. It was almost too scary.
For the first, like, 30, 45 seconds, perhaps. And then it was like, is this still happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we get the reveal with the Congresswoman's disembodied head, like, from Futurama. And that house is in the computer.
Yep. Yeah, the ghoul. Yep. The ghoul activates house, and he's still, which is not shouldn't be that surprising to anybody, since he was talking about putting himself in a computer.
Well, he also does that in the game. This was really not a surprise.
Thank you. We get it. You've played the game.
Jack.
Whatever.
We get it. You've played the game.
Well, what's crazy? Well, the thing is, you can kill him in the game. Or at least his body, but I guess this is an AI version.
Cooper could have killed him in this body too.
Yeah, totally.
If he just didn't feel like it, I guess.
I just didn't want to.
That's right.
Yeah, I just didn't feel like it. He's got other stuff going on.
Same with the ghoul. He's just like, yeah, whatever. I'll just walk away.
Yeah.
No vindictive about his wife.
Yeah. The president. He just wants to do with what he needs to do to get his family back. Everything else is secondary.
Anybody get the NPC with all this gold that we got?
I don't have enough gold. So poor.
I'm coming. I have plenty of gold.
Oh, I got it. I'm sorry. Too late.
Anyway, yeah.
On to episode 8.
Yep. So the beginning, we get Kaisar Kulkin, and there's a joke about Caesar's Palace.
Yeah. People phoning in his performance. Is Macaulay Culkin always been a bad actor, or is he just particularly lifeless in this one?
Rob, care to weigh in?
No, I was thinking that he's like not doing drugs anymore because he got clean. So I was just like, why is he so like lifeless?
I think it was a choice.
This is his biggest role in so long, and he's just completely checked out.
I think it was a choice. But I don't know. I felt like he was doing it. It was a choice that they did it that way.
He's a stoic military man. Doesn't show emotions, which makes the job of acting much easier.
It's very strange to have Macaulay Culkin play that part then. You know what I mean?
Stunt casting.
I don't think stoic military man when I think Macaulay Culkin.
He's got that ironic bent to like everything he says, though, which is not fitting the character, maybe, but like, yeah, I don't know. It's still not good.
Zach, come get this rifle. Oh, the rifle.
Sweet.
Yeah. It didn't work for me. But he finds the note to find out who's Caesar, and it's not an answer.
He is Caesar. The Caesar is dead. The Legion died with Caesar.
There's no successor.
Kaisar.
Kaisar.
So, but it all works out. I mean, it doesn't really matter as long as they are unified behind a leader. And they do. So that works out.
Yeah. Okay, so then.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ghoul talks to House.
He gets a Pip-Boy. I like the line where Mr. House says, sooner or later, everyone always works for me. What can I say? I like him. What's up, dude?
Alana sighs a great sigh.
I'm getting shot.
I saved your life, Jay. You owe me what the Wookiees call a life debt.
Nope.
I saved your life.
Do better.
I saved your life.
His real life? In real life?
No. No, his Fortnite his life.
Okay, so you owe him a Fortnite life debt.
That's right. You blown up the gas station?
Yeah. Okay. So what's his name? Gets locked. So Max gets knocked into through Freeside, which again, this doesn't make any sense. That this tiny little, it looks like it's made out of tinfoil wall, somehow prevents the Death Claws from coming through. But it does.
Oh yeah. This is awful. It's I mean, if the Death Claws are strong enough to throw him through it, they're strong enough to just get through it on their own. Are they like?
Maybe
they, like,
they didn't think about it.
Are they like zombies? If they just don't see, people, they won't come over and try to eat them.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe they just didn't think about it.
They don't put two and two together. Yeah.
Okay.
They see a wall. They hit it. They shake it, and it says no. It shoots lasers at you.
Let's not go near that.
My guy died. My expensive NPC died.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So this is when we also get the law of ninjas, where Max can just fight like 10 Death Claws because they hopefully come in one at a time, which is nice.
Oh, taking fire.
Watch it. Our position's bad. We should get out of here. Okay. So Lucy becomes a killer yet again. She kills the head.
Well, it's like Kel May.
Kel May. No, so
or governor.
A little too scary.
To the people.
Do you guys keep calling her a governor? Isn't she a congresswoman?
Yeah.
She's a congresswoman. And it's not you guys, it's just Jay.
Whatever, who cares? Politic, blah.
Some politician.
Maybe when you get some communist governor.
Well, you don't have to.
It's fine with me. All right, so what do I have? We learn... Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, so then the vaulties all get killed by the roaches. This part was sad and depressing.
Yes, it was. But, you know, they kind of deserved it. I was wondering how he was going to get out of it.
The one guy deserved it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Except that, like, the two characters with, like, kind of, like, plot armor. They're like, oh, maybe they'll do all right.
Just the one. Just Norm.
Well, no, the girl survives, remember? It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
You're right. Oh, yeah, you're right.
I don't, we'll talk about that later. So, yeah, there's the roach attack is very bloody and scary. And that's about it. There's a good line where Thaddeus says, I used to make money for a living. I like that.
That's a great line. I wrote that down, yeah.
Alana, are you able to host a minion or no?
No.
Okay. So... There's also a cool part in where, so Hank in the past, we're just moving through this. Hank and Steph are get together. They're going to get married, which is gross when you consider that she's Lucy's friend in the future. That was interesting. But I like the part where all the phones go off. The phones.
It was all right. And then is this the part we learned that where Hank works for the Enclave?
I think that's at the end.
Okay. So that's what I mean. It's kind of the cherry on top of this whole, like, who does Hank work for? You know, what's his motivation? Now we learn he doesn't actually work for Vault-Tec or House. He works for the Enclave.
Sure. He'll work for someone else next.
Yeah. Then we'll find out that he's actually not working for the Enclave. He's actually working for the mysterious guy behind everything this time. It is interesting though. Can we just skip ahead and talk about the Enclave for a second? It's interesting that we talked about how the show had such an anti-capitalist message and like how the capitalists are to blame for destroying the world, but now it seems like it's the government to blame.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think it's gonna be like a bird thing? Like, I mean, this is very like Jonathan Nolan, where it's like, oh, you think it's this thing, but it's actually this thing, but it's actually this third thing. So I don't think it's gonna be like Clancy Brown. That's the cause of everything.
Well, okay. I know we've talked about this before. But I liked in the, as far as I know, in the original continuity, the nuclear war was just the way nuclear war usually goes in fiction, where, you know, things happen and the governments move closer and something, you know, it all goes to heck. So they were moving away from that with the Vault-Tec plan. Now it seems like they're moving back to it.
Munch, munch, Alana. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I hope they don't drag out the mystery of who caused the nuclear war for yet another season. Because it's getting already.
They will, just like Cooper's stupid family.
Ooh, yeah, that's true. Your princess is in another castle. Okay, so Hank and Steph are going to get married. Hank and Lucy chat more. I don't remember though they talk about the ghoul rescue. Oh yeah, he's gonna mind control Lucy. So he takes the ultimate bad guy step where, you know, he was willing to mind control all the degenerates, but he still loved Lucy. But no, not even that. He's gonna mind control her. And I have a question for you guys.
He's gonna get mind control me. Oh my God.
I have a question for you guys. I was confused about this. Maybe I was taking notes and not paying attention. She kills the head, right?
Yeah. She smashes.
So how come the mind control system still works after she kills the head?
I don't know.
Isn't it the mainframe for the system?
So he claims it's the mainframe, but we don't necessarily know that. So it looked like she was helping do the reprogramming, not necessarily the mainframe itself.
I thought it might have been that she was the one who was providing like the moral center for all these people because she was such a moral person. But they didn't, if that's true, they didn't really talk about that.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that. I think that my sort of explanation is it stops them from making more. I don't know. I got nothing.
Okay. Was anybody else thinking about that or just me?
Usually I can pick up on that stuff, but not this time, no.
All right. So the ghoul rescues Lucy again. He shoots the big guy and wounds Hank.
Yes, saves her yet again.
If it was up to me, you wouldn't be bleeding out of your ass or something like that. Something like that.
That was pretty much a direct quote.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Lucy has to decide whether or not to kill her own father. Oh my God.
Oh, I can't kill my own father, Obi-Wan. No matter how bad,
even though he was going to mind control me, I can't kill my own father.
It's like a good moral dilemma from the game. Except, I guess she's more emotionally attached to him than a game player would be.
Yeah, but she's also still trying to figure out what's going on. So if she kills him, then she definitely loses all chance to. That's why she chips him and leaves him out and tries to convince him one last time to tell her. But then obviously he was like, well, then I'll just make you the dad I want. You know, who doesn't want to do that sometimes?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, so then we find out, right, that he's actually already chipped himself and he activates his own thing. So my question is, which made me think about this, so how long has he been chipped and has all his actions, because he has been chipped at some point and he just didn't know it, and then this is just the
I thought Lucy chipped him.
Yeah, Jay, I think the shot of him with the back of his neck has a scar on it. I think we're supposed to believe that he just got chipped like 5 minutes before.
But if he has a scar,
it's not a healed scar though. It's like a fresh scar.
I think they've
shown the back of his neck earlier, and he didn't have it. Not that I agree. Not that they couldn't have discontinuities, but.
Your discontinuity.
I think it's intentional, but it is weird. Like Lucy's like capable of that. Like it's Lucy. I don't know.
Well, Lucy does what Lucy wants when Lucy needs to. Maybe she took a bunch of drugs.
Maybe. All right. So Max.
Yeah, it's been known.
So Max loses the suit. Finally breaks, and it's like the greatest suit of all time, like the most amazing, incredible power suit. Ever.
Upgraded suit.
And then he gets, I like the part where Thaddeus is trying to help him, and then he gets rescued by the NCR, and you get the feeling that they're just gonna be able to like completely crush these death claws without even much of a problem, because the Barrett 50 cal on the one sniper is able to take out two effortlessly.
Pretty much.
Headshots.
Did you love the NCR army marching, Zach? Did your heart grow 3 sizes?
No, I'm not that into the NCR, and also the it was real fan service, like the pullback shot when the sniper kills the guy. That's basically the opening cinematic to New Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. Do we all know
that's
that
why
already?
It looks so familiar. Okay, I was wondering. I was like, why is this? Yeah, like, yeah.
They framed it
somewhere
almost
deep in my soul. Perfect. I've seen this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it was cool, but the problem is. And I know we've talked about this before, is that this basically undoes New Vegas, because, oh boy, it's just NCR and Legion fighting over New Vegas again. Like nothing you did actually matters.
Well, isn't that Fallout?
Uh-huh. Yeah. War never changes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so Hank's mind control, why does it still work? I wrote that down. Lucy and Max have a beautiful reunion.
So
beautiful.
No kissing, though.
I got really confused when they came out of the vault, when Lucy came out of the vault. I was like, where is everybody? And because you see the gate and you're like, wait, why is there no one here? Is this much later? Like, it threw me off of the timetable, because I expected to see more, and then when they were like, oh right, there's two entries, threw me off.
Yeah, that's fair. This part does move kind of fast, this final episode.
Yeah. And then they introduce this new plot point for next point, where Steph calls the Enclave on Hank's Pip-Boy and activates Phase 2. Ooh.
Phase 2.
Oh my god, what could it be? Nobody's ever activated Phase 2 in 200 years, but now it has. Wow. What's it gonna happen? I need to go back and watch Season 3.
So that middle manager was right. There was an actual Phase 2. They had to get back to headquarters so that they could start working on Phase 2. So they were absolutely right. My guess was wrong. I'll admit it.
Hank goes on to say that the surface is the experiment, and there are people with centuries-old orders. It's all a big plan. I don't love it. To be honest, I don't love it.
Which is why I initially, why I was like, oh, maybe he has been chipped before. And that was him activating the button. And that was the whole thing. Mm. Was he chipped double time? Twice? Maybe he was chipped twice. Who knows?
Well, maybe three times.
Chipped twice. So, well, I mean, certainly acts different after being chipped. And I thought that part was kind of upsetting, actually, when he's like, when he basically kills himself, mind wipes himself, and then he's acting all weird. Yeah, I liked him as a villain.
You didn't think he was faking it? And I was like, are we gonna have Kyle MacLachlan as a dummy for the next few seasons? I don't know.
Nah, I don't think so. I think they're just she's gonna leave him behind. That's my guess.
I thought he was activating it. He was activating some other guy, but I guess not. I guess that's not the case.
Also, he's basically playing his character from Twin Peaks Season 3, if anybody's seen that. Where he's kind of innocent. Oh, okay. He's kind of an innocent, doesn't know anything, remember anything. Same bit.
Oh, interesting. I watched 2 seasons of Twin Peaks, and I could barely tell you what happens.
Season 2. We don't talk about Season 2, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah. All right, so the managers are all dead except the one nice one, so that's karma for you.
Well, and also the roaches, I guess, just disappeared, even though they were, I guess, supposedly in an enclosed room. That's why the vaulties couldn't escape.
A lot of them you see are stabbed and all dead.
Yeah, they're all dead.
I saw one.
Oh, the roaches, yeah.
Yeah.
The roaches.
No, I saw a bunch of them were stabbed.
Yeah. Maybe they just all killed each other. That's convenient. Yeah.
Very convenient.
Cool. Okay, so so he takes the friend and leaves. We never see him again for the rest of the season. So House is right again, where he opens the pods, but they're empty. And this part was also kind of ridiculous. I don't mean to be cynical, but there's a little postcard that says we're in Colorado. And again, it's been 200 years since they got frozen. What if they got frozen 50 years ago?
Unfrozen?
Unfrozen 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree.
And I know events are changing that more people are getting unfrozen now, but it's still ridiculous.
My read on that was that she wasn't taken, right? But she went to the vault, mm-hmm. put the card in, and immediately took the kid and left. Never got frozen.
Oh, so she's been dead 200 years?
That's how I read it. That would have that if I were in that shoe and I saw that, I'd be like, oh, okay, she played it well and she did that and just took the kid and skedaddled and didn't ever freeze themselves. Because then,
she's a ghoul. That would be beautiful. Ghoul family.
Ghoul family. How did she know? How does she know he's alive to put breadcrumbs for him?
Well, he just went to jail.
Yeah,
I figured he'd be coming after her.
He didn't die with the rest of humanity.
Maybe.
Also,
maybe
Janie's jails with him when the bombs go off, right?
I don't know.
We know that from the first episode.
Or is it just him not remembering properly?
It's all in his head. Whoa.
It'll all be explained in Season 3 flashbacks, because we're still doing the flashbacks thing. Because
yeah,
every freaking character lived 200 years ago. I don't know. That kind of frustrates me. Even the Canadian lady, they all are 200 years ago, and they all come back in some.
Except for Ella Purnell, yeah.
Ella Purnell.
Yeah, it makes the world seem very small, right? It's it's not a whole big world. It's just our characters. It's the same
people.
They
all know each other. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I mean, that's been true with this whole. It's been true with this series for a while.
We'll find out that Chet was actually from 200 years ago and works for the Enclave.
I mean, that could happen. That very well could happen. Yeah.
That is the mastermind behind everything. Who knows?
I kind of thought that was where it was going to lead. I was like, oh, Betty is going to be like some mastermind behind everything, but they had a turn of heart or something. And I was like, interesting.
I don't think so.
Also, Colorado is not really in the games that much because I looked it up because it was a Fallout game. I don't remember because I was like, is Fallout 2 in Colorado? But no, that's to California as well. So, or at least the West Coast.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as I'm aware, there's never.
Maybe they'll meet Joel and Ellie when they go to Colorado. They'll meet in Boulder or wherever they are. Wait, they live in Montana.
Aren't they in Montana? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Is The Last of Us coming back? Or did season 2 get
back?
They
are filming.
I think it's one last season.
Yeah. They already started putting out teasers. Well, social media wise, the actors are doing stuff. Like one was what's the one that plays the evil bad person. Not Ellie, her counterpart.
The other one?
From The Wall.
Gina or something? Oh.
I don't remember her name.
Dara? Dana? Dara?
Dana.
Dana.
Yeah. So she's been already posting like, work it out, getting buff on my part. You're gonna love it. And all that stuff.
Oh, you're talking about Abby. Yes, yeah.
Abby. Yeah. Thank you.
Counterpart.
Okay, anyway, so then last but not least, the Legion march on Vegas, and it's Lucy's fault because she could have prevented it, and she didn't. Oh,
sort of.
No.
I mean, no, I guess you could say it is her fault. And yells that to Maximus. He's just like, okay, well, that's the wasteland.
Well, but I don't know. I felt like I didn't really care because I don't know why she cares because she's like a tough wastelander. B, I don't care because the people who live in Vegas are like douchebags that didn't care about Maximus. And third, it's not even going to be much of a war because the NCR have guns and the Legion have like spears.
They also have guns. Well, and the crowd seems they're holding guns. Good.
And they've already defeated the NCR once.
Okay.
They literally defeated the NCR. That's why you get the two that are sitting in the woods because they're cut off and because they got whomped.
I mean, they fight each other forever is the idea.
So it wasn't too much of a... I didn't care so much about that plot line. I was more interested in the mysterious Enclave's mysterious plans and the Ghoul's family.
Mm-hmm.
You were annoyed that there was another secret society in this universe?
We talked about that. Yeah. Yes. Secret societies. Yay. Conspiratorial thinking. Yay.
Yeah. Okay, so then we get a shot of the Ghoul in Colorado. That was easy. He just teleports there.
Yep.
And let's finally
our credit scene is the Canadian border.
Wait, what? Was that wrong?
Oh, I was just saying, like, it looks kind of just like the Vegas, like, desert again. Like, I mean, I guess there's some mountains a little bit, but I'm like, it's not that different, guys.
How'd you know he was in Colorado? I thought he was just leaving. Is there
a sign or something?
Well,
he's heading out to
Colorado. I think because there's mountains.
Yeah, but is he in Colorado or is he walking?
There is one scene that showcased something that made me go, oh, Colorado. Yeah, there was something. I can't remember what.
Nevada has those kind of mountains that they show.
No, but it's right. It's similar to Hank looking at New Vegas at the end of season one. That's true.
Yep. And so what did we think of the season? I thought it was not nearly as good as season one. No, I'm not hanging on. What?
The Stinger with Liberty Prime.
Oh, I forgot to watch it. All right.
The post credits scene.
The explanation of that, Zach. What the hell is Liberty Prime Alpha?
Didn't you play 3?
I did, but I don't remember it. Apparently.
So at the end, you team up with the Brotherhood of Steel, and you do like this attack on an enemy stronghold. I think an Enclave stronghold.
Yeah, yeah.
In order to complete your mission.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Liberty Prime is this giant. It kind of looks like Megatron. Wait, not Megatron. Matt. What's the one from Power Rangers?
Megazord.
Megatron. Megazord. I mean, thank you. It kind of looks like a Megazord. And it says things like destroy communism and death is a preferable alternative to communism and stuff like that.
Let's see.
So,
cool.
Yeah. But again, guys, it's like the Force Awakens thing. Like, remember Liberty Prime? You know, remember this other thing from the games that we're just going to steal?
Steal? You know, it's literally a full show.
Bring it back then.
Zach says steal a lot.
The Brotherhood of Steel. It's the Brotherhood of Steel.
So anyway, what did we think of the season as a whole? I thought it was not as good as season 1. By a long shot.
I thought it was watchable.
Spiritizing. Yeah, it was watchable. It just wasn't as good. It was good, but not as good.
I agree with Matt. Yeah, it's like not as much happens. It's just kind of flat. Like, it feels like season 1 was so tightly written. And they're like, oh, shit, we have to do a season 2.
It felt like
they had to do Vegas because fanboys.
I think they just relied too much on the mysterious people move in mysterious ways plot trope. There was just too much of that.
Yeah, it was a little bit excessive, the amount of betrayals and wheeling and dealing and secrets, and it's a bit much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's just so much ambiguity of like who's doing what for who, and like, I don't know, it's kind of reminds me of like Westworld, and like halfway through season 2 I kind of dropped out of it. Like, there's just more questions raised than answers.
I think I kind of I still want to know.
It's the steal. Zach's all in.
Yeah.
I thought it was fine. I thought it was good. It entertained me. It definitely felt like it was a filler season. But, I mean, I don't really care if a show goes anywhere. You know this.
It do be like that sometimes.
It was entertaining enough to learn backstories and see, like, the intrigue of what's going on and stuff for me. So, it was fine for me, I guess. It's whatever.
And there's no Maximus Lucy love story in the season. I guess season 3 they're kind of setting up something, but I don't know. Just like, why set that up and then not do anything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep those two together next season, writers.
They're going to be besties. That's all.
All right.
Why they gotta have a love? Why you gotta have a love story? Why can't they just be besties?
Well, they already kissed each other.
So.
But she's way more experienced of a person, so it'll be an interesting dynamic between the two.
The clock exploding act.
That's gross, anyways.
All right.
Okay.
Shall we move on to questions of the day?
Yeah, I texted Guru, but she might be asleep, so let's keep going.
All right. I went through a bunch of the hot seat ones and wrote a bunch of them down, so that way I can return them to my friend, Chris. So I'm going to get some good ones here, I think. Question number 1. What one word sums up your experience with the opposite sex?
This is saucy.
That's the final episode. Go big or go home. Right.
I would say it's hard to come up with one word.
I got a one word for you, dude. Patchy.
What's that?
Patchy.
Patchy. What? I like
Patchy?
Patchy.
For patches.
Men? Yeah.
Patchy. You know, I don't get it.
Like, you know, some good, some bad. spotty, yeah. if you would.
Up and down.
Thank you, yeah, Rob. Yeah. Rob's picking
yeah,
up.
I got what you meant.
It's not, yeah. That's not my experience. That's not true. It's like I want to. Is there somewhere that's like one and done?
Huh?
Soulmate? I don't know. Yeah,
singular.
Yeah, you also have a daughter.
That's not in the spirit of the question, Lana.
Oh,
married?
Okay. Yeah, married. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. 100% success rate? That's not one word either. Yeah. Maybe word or phrase. Up to three words, maybe. I don't know. Whatever you guys want to do with that.
Yeah, I got my one word.
Well, you said one word, so you gotta do one word. Shit.
Just, you don't have to. You don't have to. I'm altering the deal.
Oh shit.
Undo requested. Damn it, Zach.
Whatever.
One word. What's your word, Zach?
Oh. I told you my word, patchy.
Patchy.
You mean like inconsistent? Why did you just say that?
I like my word, okay? Come up with your own word.
I'm dependent on your son. Oh, huh?
Family.
Oh.
Duh.
No.
I would say. It's a cop out. I would just say emotional, like both good and bad. I was just like, I feel like most
strong
of my
emotions.
Yeah, like, you know, I feel like even with I don't know, my family's pretty chill, so I'm like, I don't associate like there's not a lot of strong emotions with my family, but I feel like with the significant others, it's emotional, good and bad.
Nice.
What would my word be? Marketable. I don't know. Sorry, I was looking at a market card.
Marketable.
Anxiety. Go with that.
That's good.
Okay. Anxious. Okay. That sounds good. All right. Question number two. Ready? Question number two. Which TV character is the most accurate representation of your life?
Boy, it's a lot of deep questions.
What? That's a TV character? Okay.
Yeah, not movie. Sorry, Russ. I guess you could do movie character, Rob.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Since you're the
Let's
movie
keep the
guy.
Restriction up.
You guys love restrictions. Inside the box thinking, please.
Easier in a way.
Yeah. And I was thinking, wait, what? I didn't want to do that. I was thinking late season Big Bang Theory Howard Wolowitz. Not when he's like a creepy sexual predator scumbag, but when he's like when he's like a family man, and he's like, you know, when he, yeah, exactly. And he's like got his life together, and he's not the smartest of the guys, but you know, yeah. And he's Jewish,
right? I was actually thinking of somebody from the Big Bang Theory, but none of them really fit. I haven't watched the show that well.
What about Raj? What about Raj?
Raj. I don't think so. Nah, wasn't quite like that. Maybe like
show?
I think maybe like does Tom Haverford get married at the end of Parks and Rec?
No.
Okay, it's kind of thinking like him because he's like a social guy.
Wow, that was such a wasteful turn. All that just to get two, just to get one silver.
You shot.
I'm gonna say the Fonz.
Wow.
That's a good answer.
My answer is the boss. Well, because always in for a good time, but always looking out for people, always being happy, go lucky. Surprisingly, knows martial arts and will defend people and kick people if they need to be kicked. You would think, and is just kind of chill. Doesn't really care about, like, just goes with the flow. You would think he's like a womanizer, but he's not. So, like, that's kind of nice to know that he's not a womanizer. He's like respectful. And he does the, two finger guns. That's what I'm gonna start doing now.
You're always doing that.
Are you gonna kick the jukebox to get it to work?
I have. When I was a kid, it worked on my uncle's jukebox.
There you go.
When's your jump the shark moment, though? Is that coming up?
I tried to jump a thing when I was riding a Tonka truck once, and that's how I got half of my knee scars. Does that count?
Sure.
I remember that. I remember that story.
1-to-1. Yeah, that works. I would say I'm George from Seinfeld, kind of hopping around a bit, pretty perpetually single for the most part, just living my best life, trying up schemes that sometimes fail, sometimes don't.
You work for the Yankees?
I mean, it's coming. George Steinbrenner's gonna, that's the guy's name.
Any day now. So,
yeah.
Yeah, he's coming back. He'll take me in. Nice.
I must have loved that George. Super Bowl commercial with George.
I honestly think that's one of the reasons I thought of it, because it was within the past 24 hours or whatever.
Nice.
We're close to it.
Nobody from Friends, Rob? Not Ross from Friends.
Wow.
And Ross, I think it's kind of like the Howard thing or whatever, where it's like he gets kind of creepy towards the end. I don't know. He's like
the opposite of Howard.
Reverse Howard.
Yeah. All right. And should we do one more? Yeah. Nice job. Congratulations to Rob, Dominion expert.
I mean, good job, Rob. Matt, I didn't actually say one though, but I'm having trouble thinking of one.
Well, neither has Alana. Don't worry. Yeah, don't worry. I mean, you still need to do one more. So you guys better get those goddamn answers in. Let's go.
I think Leela from Futurama.
Oh, nice.
Can you explain?
No.
Okay, because I don't really see it, to be honest, but what? It's your answer.
Shenanigans.
Like, more like in work. It's like I'm surrounded by idiots.
Nice.
Good answer.
Very nice. All right, go ahead. All right, go ahead, Zach.
I can't think of anything.
Oh, you're gonna punt on the one of the final questions of the day?
No, Boimler. Wait, I didn't want to do that. I'm gonna go with Boimler.
Bradward Boimler.
Yeah, because he's very brave, but he's in over his head a lot, and he's looking for love and eventually found it.
He did?
In my headcanon, yeah.
In the beta he found it on the Titan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And question number 3. Well, let's do 4. Like, let's get nuts, because I have one from the kiddos and then one that I wanted Jay to answer. So question number 3 comes to us courtesy of my children. I won't phrase it the way they phrased it, but let's say there's an event that you want to go to, perhaps a Super Bowl party at your good friend Zach's house.
Hello.
Would you rather arrive late or have to arrive late or have to leave early? What's so funny?
Nothing.
And the way my children phrased it is, would you rather be dropped off late or picked up early or picked up late or something like that?
I mean, I think it's pretty clear. I think the answer is kind of obvious, which is leave early, because then, you're tired at the end of the night That way you don't have to help clean up. You know.
Wow.
You can get out while the getting's good. But if I were younger. Yeah. Sorry, dude. If I were younger, I would say, yeah, because show up late, because then you show up fashionably late.
That's right. You get the big entrance.
Then everybody there is already there who you want to talk to. Probably. Right.
But then you might not get any food.
There's no awkwardness when it's just you and Zach and you have to sit there.
Yeah, instead, everyone just stares at you coming in late, disrupting the game and wondering where the food is. And you go, well, I ate the food. Fuck you.
Okay, so Jay, does that mean you're going with late, leave early?
No, I actually stay late so I can help clean up because I'm a good person.
Thank you, Jay. We appreciate it.
He's like the Fonz. The Fonz, do you think stayed late to clean up?
Hell yeah, he did all the time.
He took off his leather jacket.
No, rolled up his cleaned sleeves, in the leather jacket.
Okay.
So the Jay, thanks again for the bibby bap. How do you say it?
Kimbap.
The kimbap. Yeah. Did you take it? Yeah. You took it home with you, right?
Yeah.
Easy stuff.
I'm bummed that the kimchi kimbap wasn't guru friendly, because when I make when my family makes kimchi versions, it's definitely guru safe. So that threw me off that it wasn't. I didn't even think about it because I just assumed.
No, sorry. People did pretty well. Yeah, people did fine.
I say, leave early. I show up on time. I think it's respectful. And, leave them wanting more. That's what I say.
Makes sense.
I'm definitely arrive late, leave late. I mean, usually I'm just running late by accident, but, it is kind of nice when you're not. Sometimes it's awkward when you're the first person there. I don't know. I don't like that. But sometimes the most fun part of the party is towards the end when, everybody's drunk.
All the shenanigans are happening.
Tired. Yeah, that's the.
Yeah. Or you could watch Zach freak out over the Super Bowl.
Freak out?
Yeah. I was like, kill him.
He was flipping tables. It was insane.
It was chaos.
Awesome.
Chaos.
He's a true fan.
Yeah.
Alana?
What?
What's your answer? Did you already answer?
Oh. Arrive late.
Okay.
Even with a kid?
Oh, definitely.
Especially with
a kid. Unavoidable with a child.
Yeah.
All right. And question number 4, Jay edition.
Uh-oh.
Jay, it's a sunny day, not a cloud in the sky. Everything's dry. You're the only car on the Autobahn. How fast do you drive?
As fast as my car goes.
Which is.
I think mine goes 126.
Oh my God.
So, yeah. I'm trying to push that to the 120. I'm pushing it to the maximum. If that means that car blows up, it blows up. I'm pushing it.
Okay.
You said, as long as there's no one at risk or anything, yeah, I'm going for it. I mean, it's like a track day, but on real roads. Heck yeah.
Okay. Anybody else want to weigh in?
I would probably go 100 at the most. I've gone 90 before, and it gets scary.
I've never gone 100%.
I'd be terrified, but it would be fun.
Let's see if you bastards can do 90. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I cap out at 85. That's it for me.
Yeah, I've never hit 100, so I would hit 100 just to say I did finally, and then go down to 90.
You immediately come back down to 90.
Like, that was fun, guys. Never again. Yeah, I don't know.
I would pull off the road, throw up.
Yeah. Yeah. Celebrate, buy some ice cream. I earned this.
Wait for my hands to stop shaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't lie. Hitting 95 in a beat up 88 Toyota Camry was sketchy as all hell.
Yeah.
And I definitely was panicking, but it was fun.
Well, you can say you did it.
Yeah, plus all right. Track days, so it is what it is.
I'm used to it. I was saying, I gotta go to bed.
Yes, a lot. Well, answer, and then we can be done.
Oh, I'm saying like 55.
55.
Wow. There's nobody on the Autobahn. No one's going to be annoyed by me.
Well played.
I'm not wanting to be tempted.
Good answer.
Yeah, you'd be tempted to go faster.
Nope. That's her answer. All right, Zach, so what's our new schedule?
We'll discuss.
Whoa.
We'll discuss offline. Well, thank you all for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. We'll see you when we see you at 8 p.m. Some Tuesday.
Tuesday, perhaps in the future.
One particular Tuesday.
You can see me still on Tuesdays, fools.
Yeah, you catch Jay every week at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/JoseSlanty. Group up with us next time, whenever that may be.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming, with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.